All right, so today we're going to do things a little different. We're hopping in a time machine going way back to 2007, before TikTok, before Instagram even.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I vaguely remember those days.
Yeah, well, that's when this blog Scroll Saw Workshop popped up. It's still going strong today, which is wild. We're diving into it today since you're interested in scroll sawing. And this Steve Good seems like he's been at it forever.
It really seems like it. To see a blog survive for 17 years, that's unheard of in internet time, especially for something as niche as scroll sawing. I bet there's a ton of great info there.
Yeah, like a gold mine. Mm. Right? So the site itself is super simple. Free newsletter sign up right at the top. Always a good sign.
Yeah.
Then you got your trusty search bar, essential with this much content. And there's a recommended resources section we'll dig into later. But the archive is what got me. It's organized by year, month. Then each day's posts, meticulous.
Wow, that's impressive. That kind of organization is clutch for a visual thing like scroll sawing. You know what else is neat? The free scroll saw patterns live into your inbox bit. It's not just about the free patterns, though. Those are sweet. It shows Steve's actually connecting with his people, offering something valuable every week. That's commitment.
Total dedication. And it's not just the newsletter, either. Mm-hmm. Get this. He actually puts his direct email on there, steve@stevegood.com. How often do you see that nowadays?
It's like he's saying, hey, I'm Steve, hit me up. Let's talk scroll saws.
Exactly. No gatekeepers here.
Yeah.
Just pure scroll saw enthusiasm. Mm. It's like he's saying, hey, I'm Steve, hit me up. Let's talk scroll saws. And speaking of chatting, did you catch that community forum he's got going? That's so cool to think of all the combined knowledge and experience you could tap into there.
Oh, yeah, big time. It'd be a gold mine for someone like you. Think about it. You're going to run into questions or roadblocks as you get into scroll sawing. Instead of hitting a wall, you've got a whole crew of folks who've probably been there, done that, happy to share what they've learned. It's like having a support group, but for scroll saws.
Love that. And on the topic of tips and tricks, did you see this link for blade tensioning software? He even links straight to it on Amazon. Now, I'll admit, I'm no scroll saw master, but I'm thinking blade tension is a pretty big deal.
Oh, it's huge. It's like trying to cut a straight line with a ruler that keeps bending. That's what happens when your blade tension's out of whack. It'll mess with how accurate and smooth your cuts are. Could even break your blades. So for Steve to give us this resource, even linking to specific software, shows he really cares about getting those fundamentals down pat.
Super impressive and super helpful, especially for someone just starting out. You know what else is cool? He's got a pattern catalog for just $3. What kind of intricate designs could you cram into a catalog cheaper than a latte?
Seriously, what a steal. It's like those old school mail order catalogs. But for scroll saw people, it really shows how much he wants everyone to give this craft a shot. And the patterns themselves are only part of it. Imagine flipping through that thing, getting inspired by all the possibilities, maybe even tweaking a design to make it your own. It's a whole creative journey.
Totally sparks the imagination. And he's not stuck in the past either. Was poking around the blog. And guess what? A post about fallen pilgrim-themed scroll saw patterns dated yesterday. It's not just an archive of the good old days. It's a long-breathing resource.
Now that's dedication. Steve isn't kicking back and letting the internet do its thing. He's out there making new stuff, talking with the community, keeping Scroll Saw Workshop relevant after all these years, which honestly speaks volumes about how much this craft means to him.
It's pretty inspiring to see someone so dedicated to their craft, especially in this day and age, with trends changing by the minute.
Yeah. You know?
It reminds me of those artisans who really pour their heart and soul into what they do year after year.
Totally. And it gives you this sense of like stability, you know, like Scroll Saw Workshop has been around the block. It's weathered the ups and downs of the internet world. So, you know, it's got to be a trustworthy resource.
For sure. And speaking of resources, did you notice he recommends this place called Heritage Wood Specialties? Apparently they sell wood that's already prepped for scroll sawing. How convenient is that?
Super convenient. And by recommending a specific supplier, Steve isn't just giving you info. He's crafting a whole experience. Like he's saying, hey, I've been doing this forever. I know what's good. And I'm going to save you the headache of figuring it all out yourself, which is invaluable when you're just starting out.
It's like he's created this whole universe, this welcoming little corner of the internet for anything and everything scroll saw related. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that he's done it all through this simple, straightforward blog. It's like finding buried treasure.
It really is. And that's what makes Scroll Saw Workshops so cool, right? It's not flashy. It doesn't try too hard. And yet it's got this massive library of knowledge, experience, and a whole community. It just proves that real passion and dedication never go out of style.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into Scroll Saw Workshop, I'll leave you with this. As you explore all this scroll saw wisdom, remember, you're not just learning information. You're becoming a part of something bigger. a legacy of craftsmanship, community, and the pure joy of making something beautiful with your own two hands. Happy scrolling.